Welcome to the Give This Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which Forbes has stated helps entrepreneurs become professional speakers. For more information, go to christopherkai.com.
Our guest today is Jim Huber. He's a coach, personal development guy, founder, and motivational speaker. Jim, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me, Christopher. I look forward to being on.
So I want to just share one quality that you have that I really admire, Jim, which is you encourage people and you're persistent, and why that's important as a coach and as a human being. And I had to ask you literally three or four times how you pronounce your last name, because one of my things growing up was I didn't have the best short-term memory. I was a horrible speller, and I just got so self-conscious because they'd always say, Christopher, how do you spell aisle? And I literally didn't know how to spell aisle. I sounded out like, how do you do that? But these little things make a big difference, because when you are persistent and compassionate, those go a long way. So Jim, thank you so much for that.
Well, I appreciate it. But by the way, you don't tell yourself you have a bad memory anymore, right?
Now I don't.
That's good.
Now I have a great memory because I learned how to, now I learned how to memorize better. So I love your LinkedIn profile picture because it says, think it, be it, do it, Coach Huber, inspiring athletes. So tell me, what inspired you to help athletes and to be a coach?
Well, for me, is, you know, born and raised in athletics and got into coaching out of college. And for myself, I struggled, you know, being an athlete, sometimes you have your ups and downs and you're not consistent and struggle with your confidence. And then I started coaching athletes and I started seeing those things happen in them, and anxiety and just the struggles that they might deal with. So to me, started finding out, like, how can I help athletes be more consistent, you know, understanding their mind, because the mind's such a big part of it. Like, what you think about is what you become. We so much in athletics focus on the physical body, but the mind controls the body. So for me, kind of starting a journey, not just developing skill sets in the kids, but also developing, help them understand their mind, how they can take their life and game to another level.
Nice. And this is what the Huber Hoops Inc., the company's about?
Yeah, I mean, that's what pretty much, you know, teaching that part of basketball, but also teaching the life skills that are so important. Because, you know, this is a coach. In sports, we have a carrot. We have the sport to teach the skill sets outside the hard skills, sport-specific skills, to help individuals succeed. And in sports in general, it's like 70% of kids will quit playing a sport by the time they're 13 years old. So they're going to quit playing a particular sport, but if they have the soft skills, essential skills, learned through that sport, that's going to set them up to succeed in whatever they choose to do.
I couldn't agree with more, Jim. I mean, I actually taught in a high school for 3 years for at-risk teens and their life skills. And then I created a homeless youth program 10 years ago at a homeless shelter in LA. And again, it's about life skills, because ultimately they don't usually teach that in school. So tell us, what specific life skills that you feel are most important that you as a coach are able to help your athletic kids with? What specific ones that you really try to hone into them so they can do it as a habit?
I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, we talked about is not only being able to think, like using your mind. I don't think we truly think as a society. We more, you know, almost react to things. We don't stop, think, and then act and more respond. So to get athletes to understand the powerful mind they have and how they use it. And not only that, but also too, to get them to understand is how not only you communicate to others, but how you communicate to yourself, right? You know, we talk about a lot of times you'll hear, like, you know, auto suggestions or hear affirmations, but you're a lot of times speaking to yourself. You have this inner voice that people have. So if we can get athletes and people in general to understand, okay, how do you speak to yourself? Let's change that language. Instead of saying, I stink or I suck or I can't or whatever. No. Replace with I can or I will or not yet. Like, the language you give to yourself and getting these kids to understand the power of their subconscious mind is doesn't know what's real or imagined. So watch what you're speaking to yourself, because the body's going to act that out. So really get athletes to understand the true power of their mind.
And that's phenomenal. And I saw that you work with kids from grades 6 to 12. Is that the main area that you work with?
Yeah, I've worked with individuals all the way from almost pretty much third grade all the way to professionals is throughout my, I've been coaching for going on, I think, around like 29 years now. So it's a wide range. But yeah, I mean, I've had quite a bit of experience working with 6th or 12th graders as well.
And why did you choose that age group?
For me, I think that, you know, I started off in college, coaching in college. And then when I got out of college, we kind of started our own program, basketball program, but developing individuals. And part of that spot I felt like is, you know, you got kids going into middle school, high school, the challenges they face hitting through puberty. And I think, you know, it is like if the conditioning that they have maybe in school or just their environment at home or whatever happened or genetically how they've been conditioned, to me, you can take them at that age and you can try to transform them, you know, maybe on a path that they're going on, maybe get them to shift gears and maybe take their, you know, go on a different path to move more toward true success in their life and help them to see maybe their daily actions, the habits they can change, and really changing those into more of a positive habit to get them moving into really maybe the life they desire to live that's going to be more productive for themselves, for families, and everyone around.
And that's great. Again, what you teach is so powerful and empowering, Jim. So I appreciate that for all the people out there. I mean, in the U.S. alone, we have such a big issue with obesity and people overweight. And it often starts when you're younger because it's how you're taught to eat right or to exercise. Yeah. So for you, you know, again, a lot of kids might not be motivated. A lot of kids, especially now, they're just so glued to their screen where they're literally, they're dopamine addicts where they're always on their screen. So how do you go about motivating kids?
You think about this, Christopher. It's like when you talk about Billy Graham, he had a quote one time. He said, a coach will impact more people in a year than most people in a lifetime. So that's why, like me, I have a passion in coaching, especially with the sports, because kids will listen to you. You know, a lot of times at home, you might say something to a kid at practice, and they'll go home, the parent talk to you, be like, I've been talking to Johnny about this over and over. And all of a sudden he came home and said, you mentioned it to him. And he's like, he accepted his truth and now he's doing it. And so to me, like we have the impact. So for myself, it was like, how I'm able to influence them is like with kids. Yeah, they get a chance to play a sport, but also hold them accountable. Like we're going to do things a certain way. And I always tell kids is like this. And I think people in general, you have to be consistent in what you do. You have to be consistent in how you handle yourself at home and in school and your extracurricular activities. You know, you can't be disrespectful at home, be a class clown in school, and then be cool on the basketball court or whatever sport you're playing. Because when adversity hits and it's going to come, your true character is going to come out. So to me is, I think for me is like, I hold them accountable to be like, this is what we're going to do on a daily basis, how we're going to handle ourselves. And if you don't do these certain type of things, then I might not play you, right? You might not get the opportunity to maybe practice or play or whatever. And usually that's a pretty good motivation for individuals to be like, okay, I know this is important. I'm going to make sure I do this on a daily basis because this is something I want to do. So as a coach, you have some type of leverage because you have something these kids want.
Now, that's a great point, Jim. I'm curious, who inspired you growing up or for you to be such a coach right now? Like any coaches that you had that really struck a chord with you to give you a model of how to be a better coach?
Well, my dad growing up, he was an air traffic controller by trade, but he coached throughout his life and in sports. And then he coached in college baseball and got into that. So, and had a really successful career. So, you know, he taught me a lot within my life of growing up. It's more challenging sometimes playing for your dad because you almost have to be so much better. Or he's maybe more challenging on you than others. But he taught me a lot, just his interaction with young people and inspiring them and holding them accountable. Parents would come to him to talk to their children, to help navigate them. So just were able to see the impact he had and still people coming back today and talking to him about what he did for them. And that's kind of inspiring for me to know, okay, I can have that same type of impact if I do things in the right way on a consistent basis.
Yeah, Jim, like I said, as you're sharing your story, I can still remember my junior high school basketball coach, and really he just had this warmth in his heart and he really cared for us and our teammates. So again, the impact you make now isn't just today, tomorrow, or next week. It's literally decades later, they're going to have the foundation you taught them. So thank you so much for that. How can our guests stay in touch with you and connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, you can, of course, on Facebook, the account under, Jim Huber, and then LinkedIn. You have that account as well. And then, email address I have is jim@coachhuber.com. And also have a, website. It's, coachhuber.com that, people get in touch with me. And it's the last thing I want to say, Chris, we're like when have a message that says think it, be it, do it. And I'll tell individuals, you got to think what you want, see the vision, and then become that person and go do it and truly believe in yourself and your capabilities. And don't let your past experiences, what people have told you, what's happened, dictate what you decide you're going to do today.
Perfect way to end our podcast, Jim. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Chris, for you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to our Gifters podcast. If you want to turn your story into a successful speaking or coaching business, go to christopherkai.com for details.